It has been a lot of fun talking with Sue Mann, formerly Sue Slater, over the last 12 years, as she started a shop called Artsy Junkin. And we'd go in there at the holidays because there were things you won't find anywhere else there at the little mall there at the river. And then Sue moved. All those stores went away. And then I saw her next to Fine Time, but I didn't get a chance to talk to her. But now I am out on Mackey Lake Road. I'm at Mackey Lake talking to Sue at Artsy Junkin. And Sue, finding you is kind of like finding Nemo. But now when I find you, I am absolutely overwhelmed with this new spot that you have built. And here you have a class going on. There are ladies that are doing art. And you have got a vision that has turned into a dream. And now it's reality. Tell me about it.
That's very true. I've actually had this dream of having this studio probably for the last 8 years. I've been in business for 12 years. And after leaving town, I just really missed the people. That's probably what I miss the most. And then after the Holly Design closed their stores down a couple weeks ago, I thought more and more on how can I reinvent and be the person that I want to be for our community. And what I love to do more than anything is to have classes. I get to have other teachers come in and they teach the classes. I teach classes. And we're going to start something kind of new here in March. We're going to start it. And it's like an art cafe, but you come in and your menu will have no food on it. Your menu will have more of a selection of different things that you get to create with your friends.
So if I wanted to do a papier-mâché or make some kind of a plaque along with my significant other, we can sit down and play together?
Well, it depends on what the menu is going to say for that evening and for that event. But yes, absolutely. You're going to have so much fun because there are going to be things that you never thought you could do. And when you leave, you're going to realize that you just left with an experience.
Now, Sue, while people have been looking for Artsy Junkin like finding Nemo, because not only of the experiences, but the unique items that you had for sale that people would buy for presents, and it was really great. And I think a lot of folks have missed that. But your real vision is not just to have a store with antiques and what you call other people's junk, which becomes art, but to give the feeling of art and the experience of creating your own craft to individuals that have a little time, or maybe while their husband's out fishing or hunting, would like to do something for themselves.
Absolutely. And you know, the first Saturday of every month, I have what is called Open Studio. And it's become so successful. So many women are coming here and just hanging out, and they're bringing their own projects. So they get to sit around the tables and just network with one another, learn from one another, and they leave, can't wait to come back.
Now, you also have each time leading the class a very well-known artist. Today we have a senior citizen here, and the ladies are all doing beautiful things. None of it looks like sixth grade art. I mean, these are all things that are going to be framed. Hello, Frames and Things, Brian, creating work for you. But they're all successful. Nobody is feeling, I can't do this.
That's absolutely right. Now, I have professional artists that come in, and they are great encouragers, and they are always showing you on how to make it better. And then I also have professional art students that want to learn a little bit more about in their own trade, so I also have teachers that do more intermediate.
Now, Sue, you've lived here, I think, all your life. I mean, your dad is an Alaskan legend, as Hobo would accompany his song. But where did you get the idea to almost have a legacy here of sharing what you're passionate about with other people and igniting a passion that maybe they didn't even know they had?
Well, it's no different than my sister Connie, you know, who has the horses and what have you and everything. When it's your passion, you just want to give people an opportunity to be able to be included in that. And there are some times where there's many women, I hear this a lot, I've been sitting at home by myself and this is so wonderful because now I get to come and find a new friend or just be around others. And so really it's a place just to come together. And I think all of us are hungry of wanting to have a place to come to.
And what a unique date night now with having these menus of crafts that you can come and not just feed yourself, but have a lasting memory of that night to take home with you. Where did that idea come from?
Oh, golly. Well, first of all, I have so much art supplies and different things. And I was thinking to myself, what am I going to do to be able to get rid of this stuff? And I thought, well, heavens, I love to put things on. I love to put events on and different things such as that. Why not make an experience date night for for couples, girlfriends, friends to come together, and it's all put together for you. All you have to do is create it yourself, and it eliminates the teacher, so you can just wing it yourself, and if you have questions, there'll be a couple of us floating around to answer your questions.
Now, is this the final location? I'm not going to have to find you someplace else again?
Well, my husband Herb said, if you say the word build one more time, I'm probably going to scream, so I think this is going to be the final destination of Artsy Junkin'.
Well, we better tell people where that is then.
It is 37775 Mackey Lake Road, and just text me to make sure I'm here at the studio, which I am most of the time, but Fridays you can guarantee that we are going to be here starting March. I have Miss Tatiana. She's come on board with me, and she is such a delight. And she also, too, will help people with their questions about this or that. And if we don't know, we will find people that do know.
And it's really just a couple minutes from town. You can Google it, I guess, or you can just look for the sign. Sue has at Mackey Lake Road a nice sign. Drive slowly, and you can't pass it. And you'll come in, and she has opened up this whole original homestead to the lake for your enjoyment. Sue, thank you for what you're giving to the community.
Thank you so much for coming out, and I can't wait for you to come and take one of these classes.
I'll be back. Artsy Junkin' is offering classes, and, of course, all of those unique gifts are still available right here at Mackey Lake Road. Merle Sikorsky with Sue Mann, returning you to that artsy sound of KSRM.